Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the last days of March. We're going to talk about the big picture in this new era that begins on Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. We'll go right to 2027. A solar eclipse in Aries brings soul-level desires to the surface. It is time to at least temporarily set aside all those anxieties and what's next issues of the personality ego. There is something larger calling from deep within you, and it needs time and space to develop. We are now in the sign of Aries, along with a brand new era. Prepare to pioneer a new path and to communicate right action. Even if you do not see change in your life at the moment, believe me, it's coming. The people and activities in your life are changing, which has a ripple effect on you. Smile, give a sigh of relief, and embrace it all. In April, the influence of Neptune and Aries on the opening edge of the zodiac will become apparent for the first time. The first weeks of the month are relatively relaxed and bring quick successes. However, the quality of time is still somewhat confusing and forces us to strongly define our goal. Today, March 30th, Neptune enters Aries. The Civil War was going on the last time that happened. Saturn follows suit in May on the 24th. Think back to 1996, early 1999, to get a hint about what's being restructured in your life. This ingress will fundamentally shape the quality of time in April. It may take some time for the new sign of the times to become more clearly visible. Over the next few months, you can review your goals and objectives to see if they are still relevant. The spirit of Neptune in Aries shows a return to individuality and self-realization, a willingness to experiment, and the courage to lead the way with a true pioneering spirit. The shadow side of this time can be a lack of direction and motivation. Don't let that happen to you. This is exceptional energy for you to create a new world for yourself. Saturn, Venus, Mercury, and the lunar nodes form a stellium at the end of Pisces in the first days of the month. Mars in Cancer makes a trine to this, and Uranus in Taurus forms a sextile. On April 1st, a Moon-Uranus conjunction activates this generally relaxed constellation. The trine of Mars and Saturn and the sextile with Uranus will be exact on Saturday, April 5th. That will be a beautiful, energetic day. Some things could develop surprisingly quickly now. It's a good time to take a significant step in the manner that you have already planned or begun. It is less suitable for starting new projects or defining new goals, because it could be challenging to read the signs of the times too clearly now. Wait until the general confusion has died down a bit. Mid-May or early June is good. Also, make intuitive space now, because Venus and Neptune are closely aligned at the final degree of the dissolving Pisces. Fantasy and romance are fun now, but you will have to wait to determine if you are lost in illusion or actually have a hint of a higher vision coming forth. Lastly, the fire and water elements are strong now. Give yourself deadlines and hold yourself accountable for any projects that you want to accomplish. In the next 3 years, we have an incredible and unique configuration which marks a change of consciousness for our entire humanity. We are all on our individual journey with our individual timetables. But nevertheless, the direction we are walking is up to a higher dimension, along with a radical change in consciousness. That's for the collective as well as the individual. Because Neptune has been in the last degree of Pisces, 29 degrees, we all have been immersed in victim consciousness. I believe that one of the big shifts, once Neptune moves into Aries tomorrow, will be the shedding of that victim consciousness. We are now stepping into our mastery. That could not be more important. How that affects your own reality is paramount, but also how that energy feeds into and affects the collective. We are stepping away from victim consciousness. Our new mantra is, as of now, I am shedding any victim consciousness from the past, and I'm now stepping into my mastery. That's how big I think this new energy is, a huge and unique shift in humanity. As this week opens, we have a surge of energy that peaked yesterday on the Aries solar eclipse, and the energy lasts through April 7th. This upcoming week is a portal, and it's a powerful portal where we make these new energetic decisions. We can decide to shed victim consciousness and step into mastery and start to live from the inside out, which I have been talking about for this past year and longer. Deciding how you're going to take charge of your life. Does that mean there's not going to be big, scary things in the world? No, absolutely not. Things are going to accelerate through April. They will be very lively and very dynamic. There'll be 10 tons of stuff happening at the 3D level. But the more attention you give to that, the more it will have a place in your reality and affect your state of being. The less attention you give to those big, scary things is for the good. You starve out the scary and you love the good. The less effect it will have in your life, in your reality, and your consciousness. Be much less interested in this 3D world because it's much more important about what you're doing with your inner consciousness. Everything starts from energy. That's what's absolutely fundamental. I know this beginning, this sketch of a picture we will be painting over the next 3 years will be very helpful to you. And these programs on Let's Find Out will guide you and help you point the way to developing your own higher consciousness. Allow me to share with you some of these rare configurations we will be experiencing over the next 3 years, beginning with what's happening now. And I sense that all of this has never happened with our planets before. The trine between Uranus and Pluto, and at the midpoint are Neptune and Saturn. Neptune comes to the midpoint of Pluto-Uranus about every 500 years, but never at the point of 0 degrees Aries. However, it was possible that it was there as God created the earth at the beginning of Genesis in the Bible. In the beginning, there was light. possibly a solar eclipse at 0 degrees Aries. 0 degrees Aries is the degree with the greatest potential for what we can create, and that is why rarity gives potency. The less things happen astrologically, the more powerful the potentiality. The last few days of March can feel like an old energy dissolves. It disintegrates into a sea of consciousness where not even a bubble is left. Now, at this portal, at this new beginning, we have the greatest potential to form it into whatever we would like, bring in the greatest changes in our state of being. It's at this highest potential state where there is chaos, when it is dissolved, when the old world is collapsing, that you can make that great jump into higher consciousness. I have much more information for you and will unveil what's coming ahead after we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of March 31st through April 6th, 2025. A solar eclipse in Aries on March 29th brought soul-level desires to the surface. It is time to at least temporarily set aside all those anxieties and what-next issues of the personality and the ego. There is something larger calling from deep within, and it needs time and space to develop. We are now in the sign of Aries, along with a brand new era. Prepare to pioneer a new path and to communicate right action. Even if you do not see change in your life at the moment, believe me, it's coming. On March 30th, Neptune enters Aries. The Civil War was going on the last time that happened. Saturn follows suit May 24th. Think back to 1996 and early 1999 to get a hint about what is being restructured in your life. Over the next few months, you can review your goals and objectives to see if they are still relevant. The spirit of Neptune in Aries shows a return to individuality and self-realization, a willingness to experiment, and the courage to lead the way with a true pioneering spirit. The shadow side of this time can be a lack of direction and motivation. Saturn, Venus, Mercury, and the lunar nodes form a stellium in Pisces at the end of Pisces. At the 29-degree point, the critical point of Pisces. For the first few days of April, Mars in Cancer makes a trine to this, and Uranus in Taurus forms a sextile. On April 1st, a Moon-Taurus conjunction activates this generally relaxed constellation. The trine of Mars and Saturn and the sextile with Uranus will be exact on Saturday, April 5th. Some things could develop surprisingly quickly now. It's a good time to take a significant step forward in a matter that you have already planned or begun. It is less suitable for starting new projects or defining new goals because it could be challenging to read the signs of the times clearly now. Wait until the general confusion has died down a bit. Early May or June is good. The same can't be said for Thursday, when a large number of lunar squares could create an emotionally saddened day, when brooding people will take offense over every little thing, and nothing can appease them. Tread carefully to avoid any hurt feelings. Happily, the positive energy comes back on Friday with some very spectacular astrological aspects for 2025. Saturn, Uranus, and Mars are sending harmonious vibes to each other. This is one of the most powerful days of 2025. So use this energy to become inspired and begin working on that dream project. You can dare to take that new road where you will find a solid path towards your destiny. Saturday is definitely a choose-your-own-adventure day. Whatever you decide, sports, chores, taxes, intellectual pursuits, or romance, the energies are putting wind in your sails for you to easily accomplish whatever you set out to do. Sunday morning is full of passion, so enjoy a lazy, relaxing day in the arms of your sweetheart. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, this 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. In 2016, I wrote a book called Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. To me, it's the best book I ever wrote, although I've written 11 books. I want to talk about the seed point, or the beginning of this energy, when the two planets come together, Uranus and Pluto. This energy happens about every 127 years. Back in history, these two planets created this energy, and that was in 1595 through 1598. Uranus is linked to earthquakes, volcanoes, breakthroughs in understanding. Uranus moves into Gemini in July of 2025. And will be in that sign for the September eclipses. Uranus can bring about a shift in perception that's sudden and radical, the planet of awakening, and it brings sudden, radical changes. Pluto is a karmic and fundamental planet. It's how we see the nature of our reality. It is a higher octave of Mercury, our superconscious intuition, referred to as the mind of God. Pluto is destructuring and restructuring. It brings fundamental change, deep changes. It's like the snake shedding its skin. And of course, we're in the year of the wood snake. Things will never be the same again. Both Uranus and Pluto are about change. Uranus is sudden and radical, a shift in perception, those moments of heightened intuition, of awakening. Pluto is about deep, fundamental change. This is the seed point of this new era. And it begins today, March 30th, 2025. Back in history, 1595 was when Galileo was beginning his studies into the law of motion. It was through that work that he produced the telescope in 1609, which was just after the 1598 conjunction. His intense work research was happening at the conjunction of Uranus and Pluto. Scientist astronomer Johann Kepler was drawing on a blackboard in 1595 when he suddenly realized that the universe was made up of geometric shapes, triangles, squares, circles, rectangles. And that brought us sacred geometry, which led to Kepler's laws of the planetary motion. All this was fundamental to our understanding of the universe today. Although the conjunction was in Aries, pioneering, breaking new ground, it's even more powerful that we are going to be understanding the heavens and cosmos in a bigger way now. Because Uranus is the planet with the mythical sky god, which is linked to aviation. It rules Uranus. It rules Aquarius, which is where Pluto is right now. Pluto intensifies the sign it's moving through. They are both in air signs, Gemini and Aquarius. This is called a trine. We are going to be learning so much more about the cosmos, about our galaxy, and about our higher consciousness. It's even way out there beyond my vocabulary. Because Uranus is in Gemini, this will be a very powerful time of communication. Gemini rules Mercury. The information and the internet will be taking massive leaps beyond where it is right now. Also, this will bring an understanding of our neural network, an understanding of our inner consciousness, and I also expect to have meetings with other galactic beings. And there will be quantum leaps coming into our consciousness from that experience. In the late 1960s, 1969, we had a lot of space travel. The apparent landing on the moon in 1969 was a conjunction between Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto. Whatever was happening there was a collective consciousness breakthrough because we were all watching it on television. Another big theme of Uranus-Pluto is revolution. Back in 1965-66 was the development of the microchip, nanotechnology. Uranus is very technological in its developments. We also had Woodstock, the Beatles, and a lot of revelation at that time. We had the Prague Spring in 1968 when the Czechoslovakia and Slovaks rose up against their governments. There were many worldwide protests in the mid-60s. We had anti-war protests and human sit-ins along with the hippies, the communes, and this was happening all over the world. These people wanted to end war. They wanted peace. They wanted a more loving world. They wanted more love. Remember all of the slogans? It was an incredibly powerful time of creative enrichment. Incredible music and art came out of the 1960s. What comes to mind is Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and even Bobby Darin. All these revolutions were enabled by the power of the written word. The printing press was invented in the 1400s on another Uranus-Pluto lineup. Now, news can travel very quickly. In 2011, we had the Arab Spring, the fall of the fossilized Arab countries within a few days, which was because of social media. The young people, Uranus. They organized protests by way of social media platforms. It was Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and whatever. And that was how they communicated, beneath the oversight of the government. And that enabled, literally, people who had been in power in Arab countries for decades to fall in days. This was the power of Uranus-Pluto aspects. But the last actual lineup was in the 1960s, especially 1965 and 1966. That was the seed point to what we're going to experience in this positive aspect, which is the trine. We're having a blossoming, the blooming of whatever was seeded back then. It's very much about a new era. and we're now entering paradigm-shattering times, very linked to Pluto and Aquarius, shattering the top-down rule and embracing the will of the people. We will find people from ancient civilizations through archaeology, people who live under the earth, and people from ancient civilizations, people from the universe who are our family. They are our relatives because we are galactic citizens. We have to go back to 577 and 576 BCE to find a conjunction between Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. That is the rarity of what is happening now, because these planets have a very long, slow orbit. What is the next step with this energy? I'm looking at September of 25, the next set of eclipses, and after all these outer planets have moved into their new signs. Neptune enters Aries today, March 30th, and stays there until October, and then it retrogrades back into Pisces until January of 2026. And remains in Aries until March of 2039. Saturn moves into Aries on May 25th, and by September, it has begun its retrograde back into Pisces and will be back in Aries in February of 2026. That will hold hands to the exact degree of Aries with Neptune in February of 2026. As they move forward together. Between now and then will be a very powerful period of time. These two planets appear at the midpoint of the Pluto-Uranus trine only about every 500 years. But, as I explained earlier, not at this 0 degrees of Aries, the creator degree, the degree of pure potentiality. It is the first time since creation and is extremely powerful. There are other aspects coming in as well. I will be talking about these as we move along. In short, this energy is about making good your dreams. In this new era, we have a completely blank slate. As humanity, we can move into a totally different consciousness. A new state of being, where we can change our world. We have more opportunities than we ever have had in this lifetime, or in any prior lifetimes. I believe this deep within my bones, because of all the things that have happened to me this month of March, on some very deep level. There are a few things which I will be talking about after our half-hour break. I will be back after the song.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/letsfindout. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're back. That was Elaine Silver with Walking the Labyrinth. Continuing on with some other aspects during this time, we have a sextile between Neptune and Pluto-Uranus. Neptune-Pluto, the last conjunction, the seed point, was 493 years ago. The last aspect was in 1891 through 1893, and that was in Gemini. There were big developments in transport. Cars were developed, and the combustion engine, which led to developments in aviation. And we will be seeing 10 times more developments in aviation, because this sextile also includes Uranus, and both planets are in Aquarius. However, the big theme is that these years were the beginning of quantum physics. In the 1890s, Max Planck was developing his quantum theories. He was renouncing previous physics that had been before and introducing his concept of quanta energy, continuous packets of energy, which he called quanta. So no longer was he seeing energy as a continuous, steady, linear stream. He was seeing energy bursts, bundles of energy. He was the one who said, "I regard matter as derived from consciousness." This was the beginning of the observer effect and how we as co-creators can affect energy to produce manifestation. Quantum physics has been with us for well over 100 years, but the beginning of it was when we had the conjunction between Neptune and Pisces back in 1891. If you were born in the early 1950s, you will have a sextile in your birth chart between these two planets. Very often, if you have a hard aspect between these two planets, a conjunction, a square, or an opposition, this can bring in the paranormal, the supernatural, suddenly seeing ghosts, spirits, or orbs, or experiencing anything beyond the third dimension, like peeking behind the veil. All of these aspects are now very beneficial. We are in an extremely creative period. In 1710, we began the Industrial Revolution. In the 1960s, we began the Information Age, the beginning of the World Wide Web. And in 2025, we're beginning the Cosmic Galactic Revolution. Uranus and Aquarius are energies of evolution and freedom along with humanitarianism. If you go back to the 60s and all those protests about gay liberation, women's liberation, civil rights, the Black Power movement, it was all about demanding that everybody in society had a voice, an equal voice, demanding greater equality in society. And that's coming up big time this time around as well. There is a very beautiful Sabian symbol for 1 degree Aries. A woman rises out of the water and a seal rises and embraces her. I think that is so beautiful. The emergence out of the realm of potentiality into the realm of reality. Whatever is the potential for us, what are we dreaming? That becomes a reality. And that's a quote from James Burgess, astrologer. I think this will be more apparent when Saturn moves out of Pisces and into Aries on May 25th. It will become even more real after February of 2026. At this time, We have this pure potentiality that has not yet taken form, moving out of the last degree of Pisces. And it's Saturn's job to make it real, to make it take form. So my challenge to all of you is, what are you dreaming in for yourself? From the very moment that you listen to Let's Find Out tonight, who are you really becoming? Make this big. Make it a big jump for yourself. Internally, make the jump. Visualize it. Everything starts inside of you. Everything is inside. When you concentrate on the outer limits, you can experience dimensions of reality you didn't even believe existed. It's all very mystical. You break through that three-dimensional veil. When we go back to the seed point of Neptune in Pisces, that was in 1993, and from that point we had new philosophies. New spiritual philosophies started to be developed. From 1993, we had a blossoming interest in all kinds of spiritual disciplines, meditation, sound healing, esoteric philosophies, energetic healing, Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism. All these different belief systems have blossomed in so many ways. We now have tarot readers, candle gazing, regularly meditating, and there's much more to come, along with some new fabulous teachers and personal experiences. With that, I'll close for tonight. Keep up with your spiritual practices. Visualize your inner dreams. Raise up your heart and eyes and know that whatever is right for you will come. We have our song, William and His Moonlight, the meditation, and of course, Richard Shulman to close. I've even put in an original song by my late dear friend, Bobby Darin. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you.
Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, Feel the angels. Bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.